Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Have your mercy.
Yes,
Jesus, praise the Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't want no devils.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Oh.
Yes.
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything.
Oh yeah, we're gonna play a little bit today, some more. Yeah, come on. I see pure imagination. Truly wish to be. Let's see. They say we live. I hope y'all get the music. We set the vibe tonight. Oh man, let me share this real quick before I get started. I gotta share it. Da 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 Big John, that's one of them beats you can flow to. truly wish to be. There's no place I know. Oh, yay. Oh, man. Oh, man. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Well, it's that time, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time.
You are now tuned into BZNZ Internet Talk Radio, where the relationship talk is the conversation that never sleeps and the payoff is never cheap.
That's right. That is absolutely right. The payoff is never cheap. And that conversation never sleeps. Tell me I'm lying. You know what I'm saying? Even in your sleep, you're dreaming about somebody. Somebody got your attention even in your sleep. I'd like to welcome everybody to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, where I am indeed your gracious host, Tyron Joe, and I am so appreciative of you all being with me, being with the crew tonight. Go ahead, sit back, get your, well, I don't know about sit back, because I really want you to join this conversation, so get your glass of water, your favorite snack. I don't want you to get hungry. You're talking about, hey, I'm hungry. I got to go. I'll get your popcorn, get your potato chips, whatever it is that you like to snack on, go ahead and grab that and come on over. And you see at the bottom of the screen, if you're joining us on YouTube and Facebook, you see at the bottom of the screen, we have the phone number, area code 870-4617, and we would love for you to join the conversation tonight. We have a very good discussion. We're asking the question, who are you? Right before I get to that, I want to please remind you, as always, to boost your immune system. We know that thing is out there. And it's out there destroying lives. And it's out there destroying families. And we know that if you're not interested in getting that hokey pokey, here's the natural hokey pokey that you can get. And that is some zinc, selenium, vitamin C. Get you some vitamin D. Get you some vitamin D3. That's all going to that right there help you build your immune system. Eat more vegetables. Eat more vegetables, especially cruciferous. I just found out what that was about a couple weeks ago. Cruciferous. Cruciferous vegetables are cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and some more others. But I do know those four right there are cruciferous vegetables. And that right there is going to keep you here on this earth a little longer. Well, without further ado, as I tell people, come in early, get this cooking early. We're going to talk about our topic tonight because I do not want to be long. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I ain't even, hold on one second. I didn't even turn my camera. I know y'all up here looking at a screen. Y'all know who that is. Let me go. I had to send this real quick. Tag the show. Let everybody know we live. Come on through. Get this tonight. Get this message tonight. The discussion. Let me see. Where are we at? We want to take that up off of there. Bam! There it is. We here. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Thank you all for tuning in. We're so glad to have you tonight. You are in a great place tonight. I had something else I wanted to play. I got to find where it is now. Oh, let me play this real quick. Thank you. All right, thank you. We thank you for your generosity and your support. Well, all right, we're going to go ahead and get started with tonight's topic, and that is, who are you? Who are you? This week, you know, we got to we'll switch things up a little bit. We always talk about dating and relationships, which this can be a part of that subject, and it probably will at some point in the show tonight. But we want to go a little deeper, and to we want you to dig within yourself to answer some of these questions that we're going to give tonight. And when we look at who are you in a time where there is a widespread pandemic, families are tearing apart. In a time where there is a widespread pandemic, marriages are ending in divorce. Suicide is on the rise, but the question remains, who are you? Women are hating men are hating women. No loyalty, no love, but who are you? What is it about you every day that makes you thrive, that makes you tick? Why should an individual love you? Why do you want to be loved? Hello? This right here, we going deeper. We want to, this is what you should be asking yourself. When we're talking about who are you, okay, meaning that there has to be some type of base or foundation, trying to see how strong, how sturdy your foundation is. And we're not just talking about relationships, you know, chemical relationships, but we're talking about platonic relationships. This, for real, like relationships within your family, relationships within your job, how to be able to cultivate these relationships and to make it meaningful. We have become this society that is cancel culture. You know, and we have just gotten to this council culture like it's, you know, eating Pop Rocks, something to do. But let's try doing the opposite of council culture and say, you know what, I want to be able to create a meaningful relationship, and I really want to perfect that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to do what everybody else doing. They don't want to do what they don't want to do. Hell, you know what I'm going to say? That they don't want to do what God wants them to do. Y'all busy doing what everybody else doing. If you seen that promo video, you see what I'm talking about. People up there climbing up on crates, 300-400 pounds. And yes, I said that I was going to climb up on some crates as well, but mine had a little trick to it. It was only going to be about 3 crates or maybe 4. One sitting on top of one, and then the other 2 on the next side. I wasn't going up no higher than that. But I'm looking at people 300-400 pounds climbing all the way up these crates and flipping off. Because what? They have been influenced by social media. They've been influenced by things that really have no type of strong, sturdy foundation in their life. What does your past relationships say about you? This ain't nothing that you got to answer on this live broadcast tonight, but this is something that you really need to think about. What does your past relationship say about you? Here's the answer key. Here's the solution. I'm saying right here is that the more you put positive energy into the atmosphere, the more positive energy will come back to you. It's just that simple. Smiling, being grateful and thankful for being alive. will draw so much positivity towards you. We're living in a time where people go to work smiling and other people want to know why. What has gotten into you? Why are you so happy? Because I'm living. Come on now, that's the thing. We got to get to the place that, you know, the little things we need to almost throw a party over. You know, I woke up today. God allowed me to wake up to be a success in the community. Let me jump up and down. Let me do something. Let me get happy. No, don't go buy no cake or nothing because we don't want you to add no more pounds. But let me do something to express my gratitude for what the Creator, what God has done in my life. This is sturdy foundation that we're talking about. This is gratitude. This is, you know, positive energy being emitted into the atmosphere. Let me keep going. I lost my place. No, me. I'm about to sign. Where we at? All right. So what changed in your life that has brought you to this stage in life? Like, for the ones that might be bitter, the ones that might be angry, for the ones that may not see no light at the end of the tunnel, what got you to this point? There's going to be some videos that's going to be played here tonight, later on tonight. And we want y'all to pay attention to these videos to see just what's really out here in the world. Where is your foundation? I already said that. Aristotle. If you enter Greek mythology, Aristotle, he said, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Sometimes we get caught up in everyone else's business until we are about to run into a brick wall. Hello? We deep off into what somebody else saying, what somebody else doing, but we're not doing what? Focusing on ourselves. And that's what it's about today. That's what it's about, doing that work. I need to have a therapist on there. If anybody know a therapist, send them my way. I'd have a therapist join the panel one time because this is important. This is what we need. We need interventions. We need breakthroughs. We need releases done in our life that we can flourish, that we can have a sturdy relationship. We can do some things. Sometimes we get in places of our life where drama is our why. You know what I'm saying? Drama is why we function. Drama is why we breathe. If we ain't got no drama, we about to crumble. What kind of life is that to live? Hello? What kind of life is that to live? I'm almost done. Who are you? What made you the person that you are? Are there people in your life that you blame for why you are who you are? Look at yourself, point the finger at yourself and say, who am I? Why am I doing the things that I do? Is there a need for me to do the things that I do? We got people on the stage. We're going to bring them on up. First, I want to introduce Ms. D. Noel. I call her D. Noel. I think it's D. Noel. Clayton Leon, and I'm going to bring her up, let her tell a little bit about herself. Good evening. Oh, I'm doing good. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Is that the name of your podcast? Ooh, I like that. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. I had the opportunity of being on a podcast. It was cool. It was a nice podcast. Check her out. Tell them where they can check your podcast out. Okay, real quick. I know the connection is really bad, and we don't want to keep you too long. So I want you to just talk about real quick. Talk about Living Free, and if you have any comments on tonight's topic and introduction so far, go ahead. The floor is yours. I like that. Yes, indeed. It is awesome. I like the fact you said your mentor told you about not put expectations on others. Oh, man. I mean, I like that. I think sometimes when we put expectations on others, you know, we sell ourselves short. Come on, teach. We got two ears and one mouth. Well, let me do this real quick. Absolutely. Take time to listen. Do you have any final words? Because, the lag is real choppy. If you get somewhere where the stream is, the connection a little bit better, please come back into the studio. Because we get ready to have a really good topic. But, you know, if not, hey, you welcome to come back any other time you would like to come back and chop it up with us here at BZNZ. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you, Danilo. I appreciate you coming through. But, if you get a great connection tonight, come back in. If not, you're welcome to come back anytime you like. We appreciate it. You're welcome. All right, let's bring in John. I don't know where John at. Oh, there you go. Big John, what's good, man? Have you been watching the broadcast? All right, so what you got for us? Mm-hmm. Right. Most definitely. Joining the pros and the cons, weighing them out, seeing like, man, you know, this ain't for me, or that's for me, maybe I can strengthen up a little bit in this area, maybe I can do this. But, you know, definitely not just sitting stagnant, because I think that's a problem too. People, they get in a relationship. They get in a relationship, and once they get in there, they think all the work is done, when really the work is just beginning. The real work, you know what I'm saying? That real work is getting ready to get done. Then also even in marriage, you may have been boyfriend and girlfriend for a year or two, but now you're going up to a whole other level. You in marriage now, so it's playtime is over with. You got to come with it or don't come at all. And I got some videos. No, go ahead. Yeah, I got some videos that I'm going to play, man. One of them, man, is really sad. I ain't going to lie. One of them really sad what this young lady get ready to say. But then the other one, you know, you might like that. Yes. Oh, she said yes. And you are consistently changing within marriage. See, that's why I wanted Nola up here. But I'm glad she going to stay in the chat, because Nola's married, John is married. So now we getting input from a little bit of everybody. We getting the married in there. I'm single. CC single. Dwayne, he was married. He's been married. So we getting that experience. Mr. D, he's been married. So I'm going to love this tonight. Because we're getting ready to get that advice, we're getting ready to get that wisdom from a little bit of everybody, and that's what I'm saying, is that it's all about the word, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to quote scriptures. There's a scripture that say, faith without works is dead. So if you ain't putting in no work, you ain't got no faith. Well, I believe we gonna be the bomb. I believe we gonna be the next power couple. But you just believing ain't doing nothing. What's that? Mental masturbation. That's all they doing. They playing with themselves. Let's bring CC in there. See what CC got. Good afternoon, CC Sierra Jackson. You muted. You got to unmute yourself. Good. What you got for us tonight? Oh, what's up, Miss Amber? Hey, girl. What's she cooking? Most definitely, we got to go deep. We got to go deep. Because I'm going to say this real quick and I'm going to let you finish. We got to go deep because sometimes we got people that they are who their parents want them to be versus who they want to be. You know, you got a lot of people with, you got a lot of men with the initials JR, okay? They walking in daddy's footsteps, so they going to act like they going to be daddy. But at some point, when are you going to have your style? And you know what? If I have a boy, yes, I want to put the J up under next to his name. But at the end of the day, I am going to encourage him to be himself. Yes, well, no, I mean, yeah, keep your tissue and get your shower shoes too, because you might do a little bit of shower. Let me hit you with something. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, we got a little bit of everything for you tonight. So we gonna get it in tonight. Let me see what Janelle says. She said, no one is equipped to make you happy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's an unrealistic expectation. Absolutely, because that's another problem. That's another problem that we've had. We have people talking about, well, you know, we have women telling other women, girl, if he don't make you happy, you don't need to be with him. The thing is, it's like, what about the times when he not make you happy? So today he made you happy because of what? Y'all did something superficial. Like, girl, he took me to Benihana's. I ain't never been to Benihana's. He took me to Papa Do's. I ain't never been to Papa Do's. But then the next week he ain't got money for Benihana's. He ain't got no money for Papa Do's. So he said, hey, we got to eat this bologna and a few of these Ruffles chips and drink this diet sweet tea. Girl, I can't stand him.
I can't stand him. He got me up here eating bologna and sweet tea. He, you know what, I'm not happy. That's like a thrill. Let me see what else she's saying. She lighting this chat up, man. Shout out. Hold on. Shout out to Dino. She is lighting this chat up. We are in control of our own happiness. Glory. Ah, let's see what we got over here. That's fairy tale. That's the beginning stages of dating. Absolutely. Absolutely. Nothing but a fairy tale. Talk about if he don't make you happy, you need to go get another one. That's just like saying money grown trees. We got shout out to Mary Kennedy. Blessings. Mary Kennedy in the building. So for real, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna go on to play this video. But it's really sad. It's a couple minute video. I might just play that one time. But seriously though, it makes you want to think like, who are you? What was it that happened in your life that got you to this point to where you feel like this? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, hold on, man. I don't think I was allowed to really play the video from the main source, but somebody else did like a reaction video to it. So I'm playing their video, and I'm going to come back and say something about it. Could y'all hear it? Sierra, you put a volume in there. Could you hear it? I'll wait for you in the private chat. Cause I hope, John, was you able to hear it? Hold on. Hold on 1 second. John, was you able to hear it? Nod your head or something. Was you able to hear the... You hear it? Okay. CeCe, baby CeCe, you might need some headphones or something. All right. Man, that was, like I was saying, that video clip was sad. And you know what? That's just a little snippet. And the thing is, I like to watch the whole show, so I'm going to tell you where to go find it. Just go to, it's the hip-hop radio station in Atlanta, where a lot of celebrities go and they get interviewed. But just type in Kate Michelle and me, and you'll see that interview on there. It's about close to 30 minutes. And it was they dealt with her about that dating relationship situation for at least a good 10, 15 minutes. And it was really sad because she was saying that men are not good people. And she was saying that, you know, the reason why she came to the conclusion that men are not good people is because every situation that she said she fell down in, that she felt sad in, it always evolved. I mean, it was always based upon a man. So she came to the conclusion that men are not good people. Then, when you watch the whole video, you will see where she says that she's in a relationship, but she's like, you know, she still, you know, don't trust him fully. She's still looking at him with a magnifying glass. She said he's a good guy and all, but the fact that he a man, you know, he still ain't gonna really get no pass from me. That is really sad. That's really sad. Then they got to the part where they said, well, what about raising a man child? What about raising a boy? She said she ain't gonna raise another. That's sad. And all I can say is what Kevin Samuels say all the time. I know I just name drop therapy. Just what the young lady just said with the tattoo on her neck. She said you need some more time to heal because that's not healthy. And I know a lot of people watching my show say, well, you bash women all the time. You bash women. No, I do not bash women. What I do, I hold women accountable. You would never ever hear me come out my mouth that women are bad people. You would never hear me say the words, I hate women. You can go somewhere with that one. You can miss me with that one. I'm always love women. And to be more specific, I'm always love the black one. Now, if we're going to really get crazy, I'm going to love the black woman. Everybody else comes second, third, and fourth to the black woman. All right, let me stop because we've been turning this show all the way around. This show went somewhere it ain't supposed to go. Let me hear from John and CeCe. I mean, you got stupid tonight. Go ahead. Not that much. Come on. And you know, I'm gonna say this real quick. That goes back to what you was saying when you was like, somebody asked me what makes you happy, and you said you weren't able to even speak. You know, you weren't even able to answer it. And that's what you speaking on now, talking about. You know, some people don't even want to look back at it. And I've been there too. Like, I wasn't even able to answer that question. Like, what makes me happy? What? I ain't never heard that before. All right, go ahead, John. Most definitely. You don't even know. I'm going to address something real quick. Let me see here, because I think this is a great point. She said, but honestly, looking at too many fantasy relationship movies will make you not know. And also, looking at fantasy relationships, that again, that goes back to the influence. You know what I'm saying? Some people, they base their marriage upon a way, I don't want to really name drop, but, you know, the entanglement crew. They base, you know what I mean? They base their marriage upon the entanglement crew. Some people want to be, they. Some people, they want to have a marriage or a relationship like, dang, how can I say their name without people knowing who they are? I mean, without me saying their name. Nah, I can't even do it. But I'll say this, I always love you. You know what I mean? Some people, they want their relationship. Some people, they want their relationship to be like that. And that's Hollywood. And for the most part, that's make-believe. You know what I mean? For to be honest, you got to make your relationship from what it is, you know, for what it is. You know what I'm saying? You may not even have no money like Bobby and Whitney. Or have no money like Will and Jason. You may not even have no money, so how you going to be like them anyway? Be like yourself. Build from the ground up. You know what I mean? Hey, what's this, Dwayne? Is that the link where everybody can click on to see the full interview? Let me see. What we got going on here? Talking about influence. That's going to move us to our next point, our next video. Let me pull this video up. John, you might like this one, John. Hold on, I gotta pull it up. I don't have on that video on the mixing board. I gotta go on the web and grab it. Hold on once. Now this one might be a little long one right there. But it's really opening up your eyes about influence. Cause we talking about who are you. You know what I mean? Are you that person that hate men? Are you that person that hate women? Are you bitter? What is it about you that has got you to where you are in life? Hold on, let me find it real quick. I'm trying to pull it up. Because this right here is very, this is going to be interesting right here to watch. Let me see. No? All right, there they go. I got to find where my wife left off at. Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, no. Oh, there it is. Let's see. Oh, let me bag that back some, too. Back a little bit. I think that might be where it is. Let it load up. Let me share my screen. Got a little lagging going on, but I want to share this screen so we can all watch this together. Is there about the influence? This was a very good discussion. The people that you're about to see discussing this, that was a very good discussion. I'm just saying. Let me see. Go here. Bop. All right. There we go. Okay. Teach. Teach. Teach.
You know I could twerk. Damn, John, pull your pants up. Damn, John. All right, let's talk about it. John, pull your damn pants up. I got it off of YouTube. Hey. Let me read the caption. Let me see what it say. It says B Z. B Z Z talk. But anyway, man. Denial, man. It's denial all day. Denial all day because. Why is it they statements like, well, Brother Ben, shout out to Brother Fields. Shout out to Fields. Because Fields, he made a really good point. Is they first impressions, you know what I mean? He's seeing your presentation. He's seeing the presentation of you at his first sight. This is his perception of you. You know what I'm saying? At that point, there is no room for negotiation to try to tell him, no, this is not really who I am. I just did this because I got tipsy. No, you showed him everything he needed to know. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead. We still pouring our souls out, and you can already get healed. You are about to get healed. Keep going. This is not just any old video clip. This is not just any video clip. This is a BZNZ. This is a BZNZ video clip. That's what this is. Okay, I ain't tripping on that. But I'm just saying, if I'm in the club, she in the club, she got it bent over, and then she all up on my crotch with it bent over, I'm going to be looking for some ass the rest. After that's over with, I'm trying to see what you get ready to get into. You know what I mean? Do I need to make a stop at CVS real quick? I need to know which way to move. We're gonna call a spade a spade. We're going to keep it a buck tonight. I need to know which way to move, because you just turned that thing up. What's up, Amber? No, see, put Amber on the screen, because I'm about to get it together.
Stop that. I know you're scared, Amber. I know you're scared to come over on this screen, but I'm going to talk to you anyway. Stop with the mess. We keeping it real 100. If you blink at me, I might blink back. That's about all. But at the end of the day, what type of men are these that you're talking about? Well, I mean, that does have something. That does play a point. Y'all, the way y'all be looking, okay, y'all be looking at niggas like y'all want to eat them up. Come on, we going to call a spade tonight. Y'all had that look like, damn, I want to have two of his kids. Come on! I don't understand that. Wait. Stop right there. I didn't say we have to go to CVS. I'm saying if she grinding up on me like that and she trying to take it further, I need to know what's my next move. Hold on. I got you. I need to know what's my next move. Do I need to go to CVS or what we doing? That's what I'm saying. That's cool. No, wait. Stop right there. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it's got to be a reason. But I'm saying at the age or at the level I am in my mind, I know if I step foot in a club and the chick grinding, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And I'm not going to give you the excuse of it was the liquor, because no, we're not blaming it on the alcohol. That's the problem. The liquor. Oh, what you mean? What you mean with the CV? What you mean? You talking about what you mean? What you mean with the CVS trip? I mean, you could do it. Okay. Well then, we don't have to. Okay, let's eliminate CVS. We can do it raw. Okay. I'm trolling right now. Bring Johnny. All right. Yeah, myself. Yeah. You. A man dangling ain't being fell off. He did it wrong to some of these women. So anyway, go ahead, John. All day. I don't even know. They're right there. I'll still be trying to figure out, like, you know, I'll be like, ooh, she got one? Ooh, okay. Times is hard. All right, go ahead, John. My bad. Man, I was keeping it a buck. Okay, let's take you. Okay, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take you from the CVS trip, and we're gonna say, all right, you said you like to be dancing and grind. Let's ask this question. Let's say, what if your pastor was to step in there? What would he say? Well, you know, why is your pastor stepping there anyway? But still, what would? Hold on. Oh man, she got a hug. Oh man, I'm following her. Come back here, but yeah, I mean, for real, like, ego question to the panel, to the people in the chat room, for real, like, ladies in the chat room, if you in a dance club twerking, ask yourself, what do you think the man is gonna think about you if you twerking? I'm just saying. I mean, You know what? I mean, seriously, I'm not going to call a whole word slut right away. But, you know, after she get through twerking and stuff, I'm trying to see what's up. Okay, it ain't got to be CVS. I'm just trying to see what's up. Go ahead, John. No, you was talking in the video. Stop trying to manipulate the situation there, CC. I see what you're doing, CC. You and Amber. Y'all trying to, her phone keep going out. She just got to get a connection. Her and Amber trying to manipulate the situation. We're not going to say manipulate. They trying to justify why they twerk. And you know that it should be cool to just twerk, but what I'm trying to tell them is that their twerking is going to create conflict. That's what I'm saying. Talk to them. Yes, Tempe, talk to him, John. But I mean, okay, John, talk to him because you got daughters at age. Somebody's phone ringing.
So we've been out there. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Someone just called her?
It is cut and dry as Pie Bakery, you know what I mean?
No, I'm driving 95. No, what's going on? I don't know who's driving 97. I know the lady face, but I don't know her name. She always at the happy hours. I don't know. She's around with me. I leave around about, what time do I leave? I leave around about 5:40.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Where was y'all at? Here we go. You know what? Honestly, I do agree with y'all that, yeah, buying a woman a drink don't mean you should get the lookie. Well, you know what I mean? That means that y'all just talking, y'all get to know each other. But that twerking, though, if you twerking on the rod, where's my boy K Dizzle? What did he say? K Dizzle said, hold on. Wait. K Dizzle said, he clearly said he wants clarification of next moves because you're on his ride. But girls just want to have fun, right? Girls just want to have fun. Oh, girls just want to have fun. No, that's not it. Amber, why is he even dancing on them like that if she gonna carry herself like a holy woman? Alright, we take it out. Because when you did... Because that is, no, she said not. Oh, man. No. Let's get this straight. We're going to get you straight. Let me put myself. Okay. Ma'am. Here's the situation. I'm saying at this stage in the game, we are too grown. If you pass age 21, all right, okay, y'all gonna let me talk, because I'm gonna talk. Okay, too grown is that if you are past age 21 and you're in the club because you're legally grown now, 21, you passed all that, you're 25, and you up here grinding that thing. All on this man. You got this man's nature rising like, damn. Ooh. And you mean to tell me that this man should not have the expectation he gonna get some of your cooking? So why do that? Why would you, for real, listen, why would you as a woman stir this man up to the point to where he ain't gonna get none. Even not getting none, but the fact that you got this man all riled up, and now he got to go in the bathroom and do some things. We keeping it real. We keeping it real tonight. I'm gonna ask you a question. No, say it how you say it. Go on, say it how you mean. No, listen to what you're saying. Listen to what you said. No, not at all. Not at all a man should want to. Yeah, no, not at all a man should want that. But what I'm saying is you didn't put your hind part. You didn't put that thing that's been jiggling all night over the cub. You didn't put that now physically. On my crotch area, and the only thing that's in between us is your skirt and my jeans. That's a problem. That could be a problem.
I don't know.
okay. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to what I'm saying. I'm Big Brother Tyron. Listen to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I'm getting you and CeCe with the mindset that you go out here when you all out here in these clubs dancing and twerking. Do not be ashamed when you admit with that encounter. Do Tyron Joe do this with women? Heck no. I've had plenty of women dancing and grind on me like that, and wasn't one face, not one beat. But, I mean, I don't really go to the clubs like that anymore. But when I was going to clubs, didn't faze me not one bit. But I'm telling you, though, I'm a man, so I'm giving you a man's perspective that sometimes when you're doing that bumping and grinding on these men, they're going to want something in return. That's all I'm saying. We waiting on K-Dizzle. We waiting on K-Dizzle to get in the building. Go ahead. I'm listening. Y'all, don't get me started on Juvenile. Don't get me started on Juvenile. Because it ain't even back that thing up no more. It ain't even that no more. Okay. Let me ask you. So you telling me that when you're at the Afro Beats and you get that thing turned wide up and you shaking and jiggling and you move your body like a snake moth, like that. You telling me these men ain't trying to get at you? Oh, I'm sorry, I got the wrong one. I gotta hit you with this right there. Say that one more time. That ain't got what to do with it. Alright. See, that's what I'm talking about. You had to get the fly swatter because but you did not answer the question. You did not answer my question. Let me turn this echo off because I need you. I said, as you got through twerking on all those men, were they trying to get at you? Okay, nice. Because I done turned it up a little loud now. Say what? Okay, you and Amber just got you talking about y'all going to dance on who you want to dance with. And it doesn't matter to what type of, you don't want to be limited to what type of dance you want to do. So I'm saying to the men that you twerk on in the club, do they try to come at you as you get through turning that thing up? No, tell the truth. Come on, tell the truth. Same the devil. Exactly, D-Noel. No, wait, stop. Now, I'm not talking about, I'm not saying that men should be taking advantage. I ain't saying nothing. I'm telling you what can happen. I'm telling you what's going to happen. What is and not what could be is that you out there doing that, these men, they going to want something. We ain't talking about just buying you a drink. We ain't talking about give you his number or he did a favor for you. No, we talking about you. I'm put you in. We talk about he put his behind. I mean, you put your behind on his cross. And I'm gonna say this too. Also, bring this thing full circle. We talking about who are you? That's the question. Who are you? Do you have different personas? Do you have different personalities? Okay, you in the club. You in the club on a Friday and Saturday. You got that thing turned up. But then come Sunday, you said thank you Jesus, hallelujah. I'm not judging because you know at the end of the day, if I get married. I want her to be in the bedroom, turn that thing up. I will play. I'm going to play Tupac, Biggie. I'm playing whoever. We about to have ourselves a ball in the crib. And then on Sunday, We in pro. Go ahead, John. One more time. Get low. Get low. To the window. To the wall. Oh. To the window. To the wall. Till the sweat drop down and fall. All you, all you. Skip, 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 skip. Yeah. I don't like. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That, no, it ain't no whatever. I'm saying that's what's up. Wait, John. Don't do that, cause I mean, I'm just saying, I'm trying to keep it real. You got daughters, John, that they ain't, or younger than them. So I'm just saying, as a father, as a concerned father, would you want some man to be trying to encounter your daughter if they had twerked all up on his behind? What would you tell your daughter about twerking? Okay. All right, now you know what, John? You just see, I gotta play this now, John. You got me feeling like this, John. Balance to this conversation, K Dizzle, because man, I think our sisters, they lost tonight, man. We got to get our young sisters back in the game. Peace, brother. Teach, brother. Teach. See, I mean, for real. I mean, but now we keep thinking is me, Dwayne, and John. We looking out for our two young sisters that's here, even though our two young sisters not even showing their face. Like, come on, show y'all face. Okay, Where Amber at? I don't even know how Amber look. I don't even know how Amber look. Can Amber show her face? No, oh, wow. She don't have on nothing nice. Well, why she don't want to come to the camera? Cute women are allowed to be on camera. What you take them out for? What you take them out for? Natural. Yeah. Oh, John got something to say. Go ahead, John. Ooh. She don't like that truth serum, man. But you know, that's why I say I am big bro, because that's my job. Dwayne, he big bro. John, big bro. That's our job for young women like CC and Amber when they come on the platform to put them up on game, no matter how much they might reject it. We put you on game. No, keep talking. Go ahead. I'm listening. Keep talking. I'm just keep talking. I want you to keep talking. What are you doing? Keep talking. It's just a little talking music for you. Keep going. Ain't nothing. I'll stop the music. Ain't no music on. And you know what? The thing is, in an innocent world, I'll have your back on that. I'm like, that's cool. Shake that thing. Do what you want to do. But we live in a world where men are predators. We live in a world where, you know, when you do that to a man, he gonna equate that to a, I'm about to get the booty. So you telling me there's no accountability? You telling me there's no accountability with the woman? Is that what you're telling me? Say that again, John. You keep talking about that's not your fault. You keep saying that's not your fault. And yes, John, we help. We do. We keep our sisters. We teach our sisters to defend themselves. So Sierra, if a man do try to grab you inappropriately, you know, you know how to knock him down. You 4'11", you 4'11", man. You 4'11", so I'm asking you, do you not? Do me a favor. Do me a favor, CC. Just turn the camera real quick to the right. Turn the camera to the right real quick. Yeah, Amber, bring your behind on the screen. Amber playing. You playing games. Yeah, don't do your fans like that, Amber. Anyway, what y'all cook for dinner? What she cook up for you? Wow. What
what it was. Uh-oh. Well. All right, well, okay, we're going to wrap this thing up. Well, time went by fast tonight. It went by fast. So let's see who we got. Let's see who we got. First off, let me give a proper shout-out. Hold on one second. There we go. We got everybody on the screen now. All right, we got everybody. All right, first off, proper shout-outs to Denoel Clayton. She came on. She's going to probably come back with us one time. Was a very bad problem with the connection. She hit up, she lit up our chat room. And, man, she has a very interesting podcast about living to be free, freeing yourself. And you want to check that out. She interviewed me probably back in April. Okay, had a very good time. Had a very good conversation with Denoel. Shout out to Mary Kennedy. She came on and graced us for a few minutes. Shout out to, well, we got Native Princess Danye. We appreciate you all. Appreciate your generosity and support. Man, all that you do, all that you contribute to the program is greatly appreciated, and we do not take that for granted, man. So that being said, man, those that just tuned in, we're getting ready to wrap up our program tonight with Who Are You? Might do a part two because thing is, this thing go deep. You know what I mean? This thing go deep. You know what I'm saying? Poe K. Michelle. Really serious. That was sad. Okay, that K. Michelle situation was sad, and for real, like I ain't even not even laugh at it, but like some prayer is much needed, and some therapy is much needed for K. Michelle, because something deep happened. So continue to keep putting your prayers. But who are you? Allow yourself to go back in and to reflect on who you are. And also, if you have young people in your midst, don't be afraid to give them some game. So we're gonna go ahead and jump it off with CC and Amber. I want to hear from Amber too, since she don't want to show herself. All right. Well, thank you, CC, Ms. Amber. Huh? What'd you say? Oh, you don't want to talk no more, Amber? Hold on, man. No, hold on. We ain't about to ride out like that. So now you don't want to talk no more, Amber. I know you hear me. Wow. You see how they switch up? You said Dwayne. Oh, John. Oh. Dwayne, you see how they switch up on you? You said there ain't no switch up, man. I said y'all switched up on us. Okay, look. We talking about Amber. We talking about how Amber was talking to us and communicating with us, and then when it came down to the end, final words, she don't want to say that. She don't even want to be on the camera with us. Man, are we contagious or something, Amber? Okay, wait. Okay, your opinion does not change on that subject. I got you. You said what you said. All right, I'm going to get up off of you, Amber, but I'm going to impart wisdom in your girl because
Lil Sis, she listen to me. Hopefully one day Lil Sis will tell you what I'm saying, and you might listen to me too. All right, we're gonna kick it over to Dwayne K. Dizzle.